Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Heat in the midst of training camp. Miami Dolphins trying to get ready for the Patriots. Miami Hurricanes. They got game day this week. Cal. Anything you want to see better this week, Leroy, is like as far as the Canes are concerned. With you have a you look. I agree. Go out with the win. Showed a lot of balls getting that win after going down and, you know, cleaning things up.
It's easier to clean it up after a win.
Yeah, so like, how does it like? What do you think has to get better from what you've seen? Because that's definitely their toughest test this far.
Offensive line.
Interesting.
Run blocking.
Run blocking for sure.
Being able to run the football. You can break the will of somebody on the road if you can run the football. If you can't run the football, it only takes somebody missing a snap, somebody not being here, cadence, them to get off strip sack fumble, right? And the next thing you know, momentum. You're better than them. Okay, so let's not – you're better than them. But crazier things have happened.
Yep.
So the way you control that and the way you control the line is you run the football, you run it early, and you run it often. And if you do that and make them think they got to go all out to stop the run, Cam going to have himself a day.
What is the furthest you've traveled for a game? Oh, I know. You went to Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. Ah.
Michigan played the University of Hawaii. And you best believe they used that as a recruiting.
Was that like a start of the season, or you guys did that in season?
It was the first time. And I want to say 40 years that Michigan didn't play Ohio State at the end of the year.
Really?
Yeah, we played Ohio State, then we went to Hawaii. But here's what they did. They said, you know, if you like travel, we go to Hawaii, you know, your first year. They didn't tell you you got to make the travel squad.
Oh man.
Yeah, so I didn't even know. I just thought, because, you know, no matter who you play during the regular season, you're only allowed to travel with so many guys.
I didn't know that. I forgot.
Yeah.
That.
So, like, you ever notice when you look at a home sideline, they have 100 guys, and when you look at the visitors, it looks like they got half of that. You can't travel. You're not allowed to travel with your whole squad. So everybody don't get to travel. So I was like, wow, I did not know this. Now, it wasn't a problem, but still said, wow. And you know what happened? How about this? Chris Callaway. You remember Chris Callaway? He played for the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Callaway was late coming back from Chicago. And he was playing as a freshman.
Oh.
And guess what Bo did? Left his ass in Ann Arbor.
Damn.
Yep, because he was late coming back from Thanksgiving.
Old school. Well, so you guys, okay, so you went, you played Ohio State, Thanksgiving break, and then you went to Hawaii?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was cool. I had never been, you know, I had never been that far. I had gone, and then that same year we went to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Then my second year, we played Notre Dame at home, Miami. Then we went to the Rose Bowl again because UCLA plays there. And so, yeah, but that's about the extent. Mostly everything else has been mostly Midwest.
When's the last time they played, Cal? Did they play in the bowl? I feel like they played them in a bowl at AT&T Stadium. Sticks in my mind. I don't think that it didn't go well.
Isn't that where Marshawn Lynch went to school?
I don't remember, but I remember they got run. I feel like they got run on in that game badly.
I see two games in the history of Cal and UM, and it wasn't
as both in bowl games.
I'm assuming because this one is the last matchup was December 27th, 2008.
Oh, that's a weed whacker bowl. That has weed whacker bowl written all over it.
Emerald Bowl.
Yeah. Hey, wait, not that's Emerald the Diamond, Emerald the Nut, right?
Nah.
Javid Best.
Oh.
186 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Damn. Did Marshawn Lynch go to Cal?
Yeah, I think he did.
That sounds right.
I believe he did, yeah. I remember him in the golf cart.
You know what I remember? Who's the running back that punched dude out for Boise when he was at Boise State?
LeGarrette Blunt.
Oh!
That was Oregon.
Dude was giving him the business.
Knock, knock. Knocked out. Night, night.
Night, night.
Went down like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah.
Yes, Marshawn Lynch did go to Cal. In this game, the Canes, you had Ja'Cory Harris at quarterback.
Ah.
They lost 20. They didn't get killed, I guess. It was 24. Yeah.
7-point game.
24-17. But I remember Javid Best killing the Canes in that game.
Yeah.
The only other matchup, as we all remember, the coveted October 10th, 1964, between Cal and UM.
Yes. Oh, I can already tell you that Cal won.
Yes, 9-7. a barn burner.
Miami didn't really have a program back then.
Sheesh.
Because y'all don't count those years. Y'all don't count the from 1927 to 1980.
Yeah, although
we shouldn't.
Home game for the Canes,
just like Notre Dame trying to claim all those championships back in the day.
Oh, Notre Dame, get out! What are you? Well, I was gonna say Bill Russell, but he actually did.
You know what? You know what I did? I cannot wait until Notre Dame gets shut out playing these soft schedules every year.
It's such a ruse that they have going on.
They play all the armed forces, USC.
You don't need to take on all the armed forces. One is fine. Do a rotation.
Why don't they just join the ACC? Well, nobody wants to join the ACC, but they do everything else in the ACC,
they do.
Right?
Just football. Football's the only one.
Notre Dame hates America.
It's not that. It's that we have put Notre Dame on this pedestal based on where we rank them, based on how quickly they move up the rankings. They got their own television deal, so they don't want to join a conference just based on that television deal. But they're going to get squeezed out.
How they get a television deal? Why them? Like why?
Notre Dame, dude.
The intangibles love Notre Dame.
The intangibles.
Great NFL players from Notre Dame. Maybe you guys know something.
Joe Montana.
I mean, there's some, no. I mean, listen. There's they got some players, but I mean,
Joe Montana, yeah. Theismann, Tim Brown,
pretty good. That's a pretty good start.
You got a Heisman Trophy winner and two Hall of Famers.
Allen,
Manti Te'o.
Nope, not counting that guy.
Manti Te'o is a new TV star for Good Morning Football.
Jerome Bettis.
He was a good college player though.
Jerome Bettis was runner up in the Heisman, I think.
What were you talking? You were talking something about Jerome Bettis when we were at Radio Row.
We used to bowl. We used to bowl in these like PGA, PBA events.
He looks like he'd have his own custom bowling ball.
You know,
I did. We both. They gave us all kind of balls. We get fitted, and this ball does this. This ball does that. Oh man, I was into it.
I was watching Reba the other day. Yeah, that's right, Reba. And I don't know, they had just left bowling, and then the guy's like, you want me to put the bowling stuff away? And everyone had their own bag with a ball inside of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait, that's a sign of being rich.
Hey, Fonz is in the bowling league now.
Oh, come
with
on.
With his boys.
Oh, really?
Yo, it's... dude, I'm telling you, he's an old man. Like, what 25-year-old you know bowls in a bowling league?
Hans, where are you going? Bingo.
Yes, that's it. That's the next step. Bingo. Right? I'm surprised you don't have a candy full of caramels and hard candies.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Yesterday, Mike McDaniel, he said that Tyler Huntley will be starting at quarterback this week against the Patriots. Odell Beckham and Cam Smith expected to open up their practice window. He also said that Teron Armstead and Kendall Fuller are progressing from their concussions. He says he hasn't even talked to Tua about his concussion because he just wants him. He's on IR, not even looking for an update.
Yeah, which is perfect. Can't do anything anyway.
So why even... You know what I mean? The only questions people are asking to her, and they should ask, how do you feel? That's it. And that's fine. That's okay. That's okay. It's not good or bad. It's a perfect thing that a friend or somebody who's concerned with your overall health would ask. That's it. And you keep that between y'all. You don't have to go back and report to, oh, Tua say he's great. No, that's between y'all. So... I like the approach that everybody's taking. I just don't think you're helping the situation by putting him on IR if he didn't have to be.
I agree with that.
You know,
but damage is done now.
Yeah, it's too late. Once you do it, you know. So hopefully he can get back and healthy and finish the year out. Along with the other 8 players that are injured.
Yep. Well, one thing, we were talking about Chop Robinson in the first hour, and there's no Jalen Phillips this week. I don't know, man.
Coming out party for our boy
Chop. You know what he is?
Hopefully. Wait, I mean, look, Jalen Phillips.
If he gets 2 sacks, it'll be more than he got in college.
Jalen Phillips did have a slow start to his pro career, too, so.
Yeah, I'm not. Listen, again, I'm not. Like, saying the things that I'm saying about Chop Robinson to say he's not going to be a good player. But what I'm saying is, when you bring him in to be something that you've never seen him be, if he doesn't become that, can you be surprised?
No, definitely not.
Right. And that's where I am. Like, so for example, the last example I can think of, Ted Ginn. Ted Ginn did the same things when he was in college. Get the ball, run fast, run go routes. You try to make him run comebacks and crossing routes and all these other things because he's fast and he couldn't do it, so you didn't keep him. I'm like, whose fault is that? Ted Ginn was being Ted Ginn.
Oh, that Monday Night Football drop that he had.
He did, and he played football forever.
He did play football forever, but man, that Monday Night Football drop that he had. Oh, right.
A little worried about
but
that.
But here's right. the problem. You drafted him in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
So you were expecting something that you never saw. That's a problem.
He was great on the punt return, though. Remember that one? Didn't he have two against the Jets?
He won that game. They had no other scores other than his two kickoff and punt return touchdowns. It was crazy.
He was fast now.
Yeah. He was fast.
He could make plays.
He did again, not.
Maybe he would have worked better in today's football.
I'll tell you why. He lasted so long. That dude had no interest in contact. He was like, nope. No. He pulled the Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Like,
he just went out of bounds at all times.
People are like, he's soft.
What did he weigh? 170 soaking wet?
Very skinny.
Yeah.
Very skinny. Yeah, right. Very skinny.
He wasn't no David Boston. David Boston looked like one of them overjack kangaroos.
Right. Just David Boston, though.
Jim.
Juice.
Oh yeah.
Dude, every time he had to run fast, he pulled the hammy.
He had that Watt brothers, like the bones can't hold the how much muscles there are. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Baby,
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hey, I want to let you guys know WQAM has partnered with Mobile Mike Media Relations, the Florida Highway Patrol, the Global Empowerment Mission, and multiple law enforcement agencies to coordinate a Hurricane Helene relief effort to support our Florida neighbors. If you guys can, please stop by the Aventura Mall today and make a donation, including generators, solar-powered lights, canned food, baby diapers, and more. For more on what you can donate, you can go to WQAM.com. Everyone at WQAM thanks you for your support. So today at the Aventura Mall, if you guys want to support. It is very scary what happened up there, and I think that part, definitely not aware of hurricane stuff because you're in the mountains. I don't think they probably thought that was hitting them. It's crazy right now.
It is.
Crazy environment. So wishing everybody there well. Beautiful area up there in North Carolina. And we wish everybody the best with what's going on there. The Miami Dolphins continue to get ready. Snoop, you think he's going to have a better showing, Leroy? Do you feel like with this guy, he is not unexperienced? It's kind of like I found out of everything, like, you know, I didn't come away with too much from him in the last game other than, yeah, he looks like he hadn't been in the offense too long. And man, I wish he would have just hit one of those shots to Tyreek.
Correct. And it takes some getting used to. Right. And you have to understand, remember, the first pass he threw was short.
Yep.
So, you know, that next one was getting launched. Right. That's yeah. Just and maybe that's the timing thing of it that you need to kind of get used to. Now, what a lot of quarterbacks will do in those situations is get air under. You can throw it that far, but when you throw that flat ball, you got to be more accurate. When you throw it, put air under the ball, the wide receiver can adjust. That's why it always looks like he's catching it in stride. Because the receiver is actually adjusting to the football.
Right. And then honestly is one of the things that make him and Tua, their connection, so good at it.
Because he can just launch it.
He can just put that air on it. And everybody's
exactly. Like, so I think that's something that him and Tyreek will say, hey man, put some air on it. Now, there are times when you can't because there's a safety there. Right. And that's the thing. You can't put too much air. And then next thing you know, it looks like Tyreek's double covered.
Yeah. He also did have that one where he had to go play DB.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So quarterbacks can make all of these throws, but it's when you make the throws that becomes important. He has the arm to put it out there, but it's how he puts it out there. And so from that standpoint, that takes time. You're not going to be able to pick that up in a week. Although it's frustrating as hell seeing a guy break free, and we all know that's six if he was in the game
for
twice.
Sure. Definitely. And but the thing with this team, man, and this even goes back with Tua there, it's like, I just want to see, man, can we have one of those weird things? Cause it does feel like a little bit like, I don't know if they could just do this based on extra practice. They're on a short week, but man, can they get a damn pick six, something just to give them a lead early, to give them a different sense of going into a game. Cause like they got that play and they answered it by turning the damn football over again.
Here's the deal though. They've done a really good job of getting turnovers. The offense hasn't taken advantage of it.
I know.
So to say, can we just get a pick six?
Yeah. Cause just take it out of the offense's hands.
Right. But here's what I would say. I don't know if you can do this, but here's what's required to turn this thing around quickly. You got to be tougher. You got to be tougher up front. And with all the sideways stuff that you run, you're almost promoting finesse, speed, finesse, running. And these big offensive linemen, I mean, look at Paul. That dude ain't going to be running no damn sweeps. Let me maul the guy in front of me. So you go into the meeting room and say, hey, let's just get something where we're going downhill for a period of time. And let's let our offense. You can still do all the other stuff.
You know how like the Dolphins call Uncle Dan? You know, Dan Marino's now Uncle Dan around the building.
Right.
We need to call Grandpa Zonk.
It's not.
We got to bring in Zonk. We need Zonk to toughen some dudes up.
It's not even that. Okay? It's not even that. They know. They know they're not running the football worth a damn. And you know, if you look at the league right now, and I said this after the first couple of weeks, and now others are starting to catch on. The teams who are having the most success are the teams that are able to run the football. Maybe it's a physicality thing. I don't know. But all the teams that are running the ball well are also doing well.
Shreethan goes, the throws can't be meek when you're throwing to Tyreek. He's right.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
The guy is right. When he's right, you know?
Point for Twitcher. I saw
we talk about Baldy breakdowns all the time and how he's always like finding the best parts of the game. I saw a Baldy breakdown of all the throws Snoop missed. I was like, when Baldy's breaking down your mistakes.
When did Baldy become a heckler? I thought he was only positive on football. Now he's pointing out the bums?
We pissed off Baldy with that with our performance on Monday. So he's coming after us, apparently.
I was pissed off watching that performance because just a waste of time. I'm like, this is not supposed to be how not one should not spend their Monday night, and especially not one when I'm watching the other game is 42-39.
Yeah.
And they're having so much fun. And we're sitting here and I'm watching.
That score wasn't 42-39.
What was the final score of that game?
48-21?
No, it was closer than that, dude. I think it was closer than that. Closer than you think.
It was 42-29.
Oh, 42-29.
Yeah.
I was a little off. I knew there was a 9 in there somewhere.
Kind of in the middle of both of you guys' score there. But nonetheless, you know, it's much different when Geno Smith is throwing for 400 yards and Jared Goff is catching touchdowns. And then you look at our game and it's like, you know, we're having a Tony Sperano fest.
It's like, and then they get to have, but like, could you imagine being a Lions fan, right? The Lions are like, and they get to have their coach with his Applebee's commercial. Imagine if Mike McDaniel was your waiter. How long is that taking? I mean, like, how long would it take for him to get up the specials?
Oh, well, first of all, he would convince everybody to go keto. He's like,
you ask one.
Hey, big fella. How about a salad?
You know, I anticipated this question.
He's definitely like the waiters that's making the jokey jokes, you know. He's got some one-liners. Like, I got a guy at the tavern over here, and he'll be like, he brings out the pad and he goes, let's take these notes. He goes, hello, my name is Kevin. I'm like, you know what your name is. Good bit though. I'm glad you got waiter bits.
That's great. Gotta make it entertaining, dude. Gotta make it entertaining at the very least.
That a boy.
Take a break. Time to get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats off a ship is next.
Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know, it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood.
Hey! All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. I want to let you know one more time to join the WQM On Air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars. It's Wednesday, October 9th, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy fine whiskey, a good cigar, and sports talk with all of us here at WQAM. It's free to attend, but you need to RSVP at WQAM.com. That gets you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. That'll get you, you get that invite here. You got to drink responsibly. Have some fun with us. Again, that's Wednesday, October 9th at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars. It's presented by Ed Morris Sawgrass Auto Mall, official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online to themainman.com. And sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call them up, 866-FAIR-FEE. Let us get to Rats Off a Ship.
Rats Off a Ship, Game 6.
Rats Off a Ship.
What do we got today, Jennifer, for Rats Off a Ship?
Hello, guys.
Hello.
We're going to start off with Mike McDaniel. Apparently, there's fans who want to jump off the bandwagon.
Yeah, there are. I'm sure there are a lot of fans. A lot of fans want him on the hot seat. A lot of fans are looking for their snorkel masks to jump off the ship.
Turn your attentions elsewhere.
What did Mike McDaniel have to say about this, Froggy?
I think people believe when you give them reason to believe, and when if people jump off the bandwagon, that's I'm not really villainizing the people that are jumping off the bandwagon. It's more we gave them reason to, so that's to be expected. I don't think people pay what they pay to go to the Hard Rock Stadium to watch us lose. So whatever results incurred by our game day failure, we deserve.
Wow. Well, I'm rats off a ship on that explanation. One, way too long. Second of all,
rats off a ship.
What I need him to do is be like, jumping off the bandwagon, you call our team soft? 4 weeks in, baby. Just saying. Can't call him out for the same thing that you're doing. I'm not jumping ship.
He's not confident enough when he's giving people permission to jump off of the
exactly. Boat. I don't want you to be, hey,
if it's a good way to look at it.
Here's what you should do if you're Mike McDaniel. The next time somebody asks you about fans ship. Jumping off the ship, do me a favor. Hand him a scuba mat, a snorkel, and a mask, and some flippers. Be like, enjoy your swim. Don't come back.
Yeah, sure. Enjoy your swim, mister. I've scored one touchdown in 14 quarters.
Enjoy your swim,
you
dude.
You call yourself a guru, dude? I'm in the ocean with the rats. Sorry, I skipped.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I skipped like three people.
Wow.
That's what the shit.
I apologize. I apologize.
Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship for this reason. Most coaches would be kind of abrasive in that moment. He was not. He tried to understand the side of the fan. Doesn't mean he has to like it. He just said he understood.
I feel like if he would have said differently, they would have criticized him anyway.
Right. So he kind of said, I understand it. I can't tell fans what they can and can't do. So I get it. I get it. So he kind of handled it the best way that he could while understanding the situation.
Jay Fig, what about your rats?
I'm also not rats off a ship. I get what Leroy is saying also. And you'll probably start losing some of my attention, but I'm not rats off a ship.
Froggy? By the way, who's been chatting your ear off for like 20
Seriously.
Minutes?
Seriously.
Tell him to shut up already. You got a radio
Very
show to do.
Okay. Well, Tree was here with what potentially could have been a new engineer. And we also.
Hey, new engineer. Okay. Not the time, dude.
Get out of here. Sure. Not a problem. Also,
we have hard enough time finding the ones we got.
What is this? What is this? Orientation?
Put them on camera.
Bit of an orientation as well that I'm currently doing. We have a new trainee.
Not today, it's not.
Okay, all right. New trainee in the building. Also, in addition to that, we have, I don't know if she wants to be on camera, so I won't necessarily force it on her. We have in the building.
These girls are on
the
camera.
Yes.
Hello, new girl.
Hello.
New to the 560 staff, Brittany, correct? Brittany. Brittany will be joining us for play-by-play.
Really?
Yes.
Brittany, bitch.
Can I give Brittany can you turn off the mic so she can hear this? Brittany, first piece of advice, if you're producing a show, don't do side talk for 20 minutes, dude, on camera. You bum? Why don't you pay attention to rats off a ship? We got things to do here, and I got frog jokes to make. You hear me, Cam Wart?
They're usually much nicer than this, Brittany, I promise. Usually it's a much nicer experience.
This is just a joke, Brittany.
Oh, look. Wow.
Brittany, by the way, not too big of a fan of Tua.
Oh, wow.
Just wow.
She's loaded with takes.
Dolphins fan?
Dolphins fan, definitely. But, I'll let her explain.
fragile?
I'm sorry?
He asked if you think Tua is fragile.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. All right. Listen, she's Brittany's bringing in pipe bombs already. You're going to make it in this business, Brittany.
Too.
All right. What else we got for rats off a ship, Jennifer?
Right. So we're still doing that. Jimmy Butler. He has a take to take on the Heat. Sorry. Okay. Very. Okay, we'll just one more time.
Oh, it's not,
Jimmy Butler.
Nothing to her, though. It's
your fault. You have me frazzled. Jimmy Butler's take on Heat needing to take more threes.
That's not a word. Okay.
So do your job, frog boy. Play the sound.
What are you, a producer or a tour guide?
I'm a part of the nurse solution.
Play it!
I disagree. If you shoot 100 threes and you don't make one of them, twos can now be threes. With that being said, we got a lot of guys that can score from all over the floor. I am one of them. I'm not going to go out there and jack up 1,000 threes. I don't think anybody else is either. We're going to play basketball the right way. And we're going to win games, no matter what anybody thinks.
Okay, first of all, minus one for Sash, Jimmy. Like, we get it. You think you're cute if you miss 100 threes and then twos can be threes.
For sure.
However, I think the bigger point of it is, are they in a spot where they need to space things better? Now, I think Bam's going to obviously help part of that. Tyler does take a lot of threes. Tyler's, Tyler's is among the league leaders in 3-point attempts. So he takes plenty of threes. But my God. Rats off a ship. Just stop being so contradictory all the time, Jim VP. Go get me buckets, dude. This offense stunk last year.
Rats off a ship.
He's always trying to play word jujitsu.
That was interesting math.
Don't you do the same thing?
Word jitsu? Yeah, Tobin's got a degree in that.
I mean, hard to say. I think I say what I mean. I mean what
hard
I say.
Hard to say?
You literally just did it right now.
Not hard
he just showed us an example.
This guy's going every single route, every single area, you know? You know what everybody's trying to mean, Jimmy. Leroy?
He's going to shoot however many he feels is necessary. There's no set number. There's a lot of guys. Same thing with Bam. There's no set number. But if you got an open shot, take it. If it needs to be made, take it. That's what we trust Jimmy to do. So there's a lot of guys that can shoot threes. Haven't been a lot of healthy guys to shoot threes, but there's been a lot of guys that can shoot threes on the team. I don't think we need to be consumed. The only person that needs to chuck up 200-300 threes is dunks. That's it. Everybody else, you add it to your repertoire and you kind of shoot them when needed. However many that ends up being, that's how many it ends up being.
What were the Heat last year? Like 19th in attempts last year and total one.
I'd be surprised.
Just shoot more threes, Jimmy. Jeez.
Of course you'd say that. You want a Bam to shoot 200.
I still stand by that.
Would've Leroy was saying
I was too greedy.
Leroy tried to talk you off the ledge.
What about your rats, J-Fig?
I'm rats off the ship.
Froggy?
Rats off the ship.
Yeah, shoot more threes and quit being cute with the math, dude. Rats off the ship.
Rats off the ship.
His math does live in too cuteville.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, he's trying to be more serious now, right? Yeah. He stopped being cute.
I'll tell you what, you know, who needs, and this guy over here, Frog Boy, he's turned in from producer to tour guide.
Is that why you took the train today?
You know, it was a very scenic route, though, I do gotta admit. It really changed my life, guys, I'm telling you.
What are you, giving your life story? Like, you've been talking straight for 25 minutes off air.
Just doing my best. Just doing my best. Wait till you find out what Galen emailed me too.
What did he email?
I gotta do another topical.
Another topical? Here's a topic. Stay on topic.
Okay. I was doing well. Leroy's out here texting away. I caught you,
what
Leroy.
Are you tell Leroy.
Who are you texting?
Yeah. Who are you talking to?
I gotta make sure my chipmunk's okay.
Sorry. Yeah, you don't have a sick child here.
I thought he was talking about an actual chipmunk. We're not talking about Ricky. We're still, this is your daughter.
No, for a second. For a second.
First of all, Ricky was a squirrel. Get it right.
Mm-hmm. Squirrel, chipmunk.
Samesies, dude. One's orange, one's brown.
Cousins.
Then that doesn't sound like the samesies.
We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
For lashing out. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.